Hello everyone, welcome to the Journey Through Ascension podcast. This podcast is for the spiritual seekers who are interested in ascension and those who are walking the ascension path. I am your host, Hayati Rajini. I am an international empowerment coach, emotional clearing expert, inner peace accelerator, and energy healer. I am currently on the sixth initiation in my ascension journey. This is episode number 5, How to Ascend. We ascend by paying our karma. According to Verna Maruata, one of the guardians of the Ascended Masters portal in New Zealand, the darkness in our chakras is our karma. We create karma every day with our negative thoughts, words, and actions. Even a slight negative thought creates karma. We create karma every time we have negative thoughts about other people or ourselves. We create karma every time we lie, judge, berate others, or ourselves. We create karma when our words or speech hurt others or ourselves. We create karma when our actions hurt others or ourselves. When we engage with negativity, internal or external, we create karma. The more karma that we create, the darkness in our chakras increases. Can we stop creating karma? It is possible. In the context that we create karma every day with our negative thoughts, words, and actions, then to stop creating karma, it makes sense to stop negative thoughts, words, and actions. Whatever that we do and whatever that we say, it starts from having a thought in our head. According to the National Science Foundation, an average person has about 12,000 to 60,000 thoughts per day. Of those, 80% are negative. If we constantly have negative thoughts, that will eventually result in negative speech and actions. To stop creating karma, we need to address our negative thoughts. In terms of the energetic perspective, we need to clear negative thoughts from our energetic system. This includes our chakras and the subtle bodies. When there are no negative thoughts, it's highly unlikely for us to speak negatively and take or do negative and harmful actions. With the absence of negative thoughts, we stop creating karma. Verna's solution is simple. Have heart-based thoughts, heart-based speech, and heart-based actions. To be honest, I didn't understand what that means until I was actively ascending. It is basically to think, say, and do from the heart. To have heart-based thoughts, speech, and actions weren't easy for me at first. It became easier after I passed the fourth initiation, where I attained a state of unconditional love. It also takes being aware of what thoughts are running around in my head, because once in a while, I do fall into the trap of negative thinking. The moment I am aware that I have negative thoughts, that's when I stop myself and I remind myself to be neutral. If clearing negative thoughts is something that you would be interested in, then I highly recommend mental body clearing called Silence the Mind. It is an energy detox, energy clearing for the mind. This clearing is for those who want to have a calm, clear, and quiet mind, free from mental clutter and mindless chatter, as well as free from negative thoughts and disempowering self-talk. I have put the link in the description for your reference. I mentioned earlier that to ascend, we need to pay our karma. You need to know that when we stop creating karma, that isn't the same as paying our karma. When we stop creating karma, we no longer increase the darkness in our chakras. Whatever karma that we had created remains in the chakras. To clear this karma from our chakras, we need to pay them. When we pay our karma, the darkness in our chakras decreases and the light within our chakras increases. How to pay our karma? Verna has created a powerful product called Violet Flame Oil. It transmutes the cause, effect, record, and memory of all negative vibration held in the chakras and cells. Verna suggests to use this oil daily until we have cleared our karma. Using this oil will quicken the karma payment and accelerate the ascension process. I have put the link about this oil in the description. If you are interested in paying your karma with the Violet Flame Oil, before you buy it, please consider getting the ascension reading first. Or if you want, you can buy the reading and the oil together. That way you have a baseline that you can refer to when you want to check in your progress every 6 months. To ascend even faster, using this oil alone may not be sufficient. You also want to clear energetic rubbish and blockages from your subtle bodies. This can be done with the healings that Verna recommends in the ascension reading. How do we check our progress? How do we know how much karma that we need to pay? This is done by having a 6-month update via Verna and Verity's Seers services. If you have received the ascension reading and you start using the products and services, then 6 months after that, you can purchase the ascension reading update. The focus of paying our karma is for us to ascend, to increase our light. We ascend when our chakras are at 100% light and zero karma. This is measured by the percentage of karma and light within the 7 chakras. When we have paid 20% of our karma and our chakras are at 20% light, we pass the first initiation. When we have paid 40% of our karma and our chakras are at 40% light, we pass the second initiation. When we have paid 60% of our karma and our chakras are at 60% light, we pass the third initiation. We have passed the fourth initiation when we have paid 80% of our karma and our chakras are at 80% light. When we have paid 100% of our karma and our chakras are at 100% light, we pass the fifth initiation. We have ascended and left the cycle of rebirth. How much karma and light are in your chakras? Which initiation that you have passed and other relevant information is included in the ascension reading. Verna reminds everyone that ascension only occurs when the karma in the chakras decreases and the light increases. Ascension is not about clearing your energy and your issues. Ascension is also not about having spiritual experiences. Ascension is only about paying your karma and not making any more. We have reached the end of this episode. If you are interested in ascension, I have put the link in the description for you to find out more. Thank you for listening to the Journey Through Ascension podcast. If you haven't already subscribed to this podcast, I encourage you to listen to the previous episodes and leave a review. It would help others to find this podcast and start their ascension journey. I'll see you in the next episode.